Niles Barkley, let's get the headlines at 7:30.
A 27-year-old man was found dead in a house in Merle on Sunday evening, with a suspect of the same age subsequently arrested. The European Central Bank has fined Luxembourg's bill €3.255 million euros after finding the bank had breached an earlier decision on calculating expected losses. SP98 petrol prices rise by 3.9 cents from today to €1.81 a litre. SP95 and diesel remain unchanged. In other news, three people were injured, some seriously, in a bomb attack at an apartment building in Monaco last night. Six people have been killed in a shooting at a shelter for young mothers in Stade in Germany, reportedly linked to a custody dispute. Mixed signals over further US-Iran peace talks. President Trump says negotiations will continue today, but Tehran says no new meeting has been set. And the death toll from the Venezuela earthquake has risen above 1,700, with thousands injured and many still missing. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. It's a warm day, but with some clouds in the sky and maybe even a spot of rain in the afternoon. Temperatures range from 20 degrees now, warming up to highs of 27 to 29 degrees.
The traffic info is brought to you by your Mazda partner in Luxembourg, Garage Dalchen in Attlebrook.
RTL Today traffic info.
And the traffic, 2 minute delays on the A1 between Munsbach and the Cargo Centre, 10 minute delays on the A6 between Hondelange and Capellen, 25 minute delays already on the A4 between Remmerich and Pompier, and 15 minutes extra on the A13 between Perleborg and the German border. There are speed checks then in Oberanven on the Rue Andathana, in the afternoon in Ellerange on the Rue de Montecange, in Fulin on the N15, and in Luxembourg on the Rue des Aubépines. And stay up to date with all the traffic at today. rtl.lu/mobility/traffic.
The Sam Steen Show on RTL Today Radio. The heartbeat of Luxembourg.
RTL Today Radio.
Just reading a story about an Australian man who's broken the world record for the loudest ever shout.
Oh, fantastic. Well, I guess, you know, if you're in a remote farm in Australia, you need a good voice.
Sure, actually, yes. His name is Joseph McGrail Baitup, and he's an air conditioner cleaner, actually.
Oh, okay.
But also an honorary town crier, and he yelled, "Now!"
Right.
At an ear-splitting 122.4 decibels, which is about the same as a clap of thunder, a chainsaw, or a pneumatic drill.
Oh, wow. Terrifying.
He's 58. It took him 7 attempts to break the record, and he said his voice is shot for days afterwards.
A clap of thunder, that really must be extremely loud. What a talent. How do you find out that you have this?
That's a really good question. There's no way you can actually practice it, he said. You just have to keep it for days and then just go for it. That's what he says. But what I really like is that the person who previously held the world record was a Northern Irish teacher called Annalisa Flanagan, who in 1994 yelled, "Quiet."
Oh, so she did have some practice.
So she had plenty of practice at 121.7 decibels. That one I really like.
Oh, that is so sweet.
Let's see if I can find a recording of him shouting, "Now!" But good. Anyway, well done to him. Anyway, that's a good record. And if you think you could beat it, if you've got a teacher, if you're a teacher yourself and you think you could smash that,
Go for it.
Just try it. 7:34, we'll be giving away tickets to see Beirut in about 10 minutes' time. But first, classic track now from James. This is Sit Down on RTL Today Radio. James and Sit Down on RTL Today Radio. So we're just talking about the man who's broken the Guinness World Record for the loudest shout. He's a guy from Australia, and actually I do have a clip of him not doing the shout but chatting a little bit about it here from the AP.
There's no way that you can actually practice for it. You have to just keep it for the day, especially with the world record attempt. It took me 7 attempts just for one word, which was the word now, and my voice was shot for the next couple of days as well. It was husky. It was terrible.
My lords, my ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Canberra!
Well, congratulations to him and commiserations to all of his neighbours.
Your house, your season. Discover the new programme of 26-27 of the Théâtre de la Ville. Secure your seats now. Tickets are now on general sale. All the details at letheatre.lu.
Designer sales at the well-known furniture brand Beau Concept in Bertrand. Your address for trendy furniture. Get up to 50% off display furniture and up to 15% off new orders during the sales. Designer sales at Beau Concept. More information on beauconcept.lu.
Furniture in Luxembourg. All the new trends.
RTL Today Radio.